This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Saturday that the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, had shot down an unidentified object in Canadian airspace. Trudeau said in a statement on Twitter that NORAD shot down the object on his order over Canada's sparsely populated Yukon territory. He said Canadian forces will recover and analyze the wreckage of the object and added that he had spoken with U.S. President Joe Biden about it. 1 week ago, the U.S. military destroyed what it asserts was a Chinese surveillance balloon that had traversed the continent. China says it was a weather balloon blown off course. And on Friday, the U.S. shot down what it described as an object roughly the size of a small car that was flying at an altitude of around 40,000 feet off the coast of Alaska. Officials said they were concerned about the object endangering civilian flights. The death toll from Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria has risen to more than 28,000 people. Rescuers pulled some survivors from the rubble on Saturday, but hopes were fading. Visiting the area, UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said the death toll of the devastating earthquakes is likely to continue to grow.
It's deeply, deeply, deeply shocking. The idea that these mountains of rubble still hold people, some of them still alive, many of them dead. We haven't yet begun to really count the ultimate number who may have died.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has paid tribute to the victims of that earthquake in Turkey during a visit to the Turkish embassy in Kyiv. Video released on Saturday shows the Ukrainian leader laying flowers, writing a message, and speaking to the Turkish ambassador to Kyiv. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the early days of the 2024 presidential race in the United States, some Republican candidates are adopting the, quote, parents' rights movement as a key platform campaign. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Some of the GOP White House hopefuls are focusing on education as it relates to race and sexuality. It was a winning strategy in 2021 for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. Republican contender Donald Trump has called for parents to elect and fire school principals. Expected candidate Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida has banned lessons on sexual orientation and gender in lower grades. Former Ambassador Nikki Haley taking aim at critical race theory. And former Vice President Mike Pence is against transgender-affirming policies in schools. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tens of thousands of teachers took to Lisbon's streets on Saturday in one of the biggest protests in Portugal in recent years, as the socialist government faces a wave of discontent over the cost of living crisis. The union said it expected more than 100,000 people to take part in the protest. No police estimate of attendance was immediately available. It was the third time in less than a month that teachers and school workers have held mass demonstrations in Portugal. A Russian spacecraft suffered the loss of cabin pressure, but the International Space Station crew is safe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Russian Space Corporation says an uncrewed supply ship, Progress MS-21, docking at the space station, had lost cabin pressure, noting the incident didn't pose any danger to the station's crew. Roscosmos explaining the hatch between the station and the craft had been locked, so the loss of pressure didn't affect the orbiting outpost. However, Roscosmos hasn't said what may have caused the cargo ship to lose pressure. The pressure drop follows December's incident with the Soyuz crew capsule, which was hit by a tiny meteoroid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tens of thousands of Albanian opposition supporters protested in front of the prime minister's office on Saturday, led by opposition leader Saliba Risha. They accused the government of corruption and a high cost of living that's forcing people to leave the country. The protesters hurled firecrackers at the entrance of the government offices. Hundreds of police officers in anti-riot gear had sealed off the area to prevent protesters from entering the building. Berisha, the head of the opposition Democratic Party, has called for the prime minister to resign. At least 10 soldiers died in an ambush in southwestern Niger, close to the border with Mali, by a group of what the defense ministry on Saturday called armed terrorists. The ministry said the toll could rise because 16 people are still missing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.